Ahead on Only a Game, Pete Rose gets back to some reputable baseball work in Connecticut and adamantly denies that it's for the purpose of reinstatement. But first, Tony Gwynn died on Monday at the age of 54. Gwynn played 20 seasons for the San Diego Padres. He hit for a .338 career average and racked up 3,141 hits, good for number 19 on the all-time list. He was a 15-time All-Star, an 8-time National League batting champion, and he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007. ESPN's Tim Kirkchin covered Gwynn's career. Tim, you interviewed Tony Gwynn many times. Tell us a little bit about Gwynn the person.
Well, he's one of the best guys that I've ever met in baseball, Bill, and I've been covering for 35 years. And I go back to the first time I ever interviewed him, and it wasn't an interview. It was a conversation. So after I spoke to him for 30 minutes that day, I saw him a month later, and he said, "What are we going to talk about today?" Meaning, what are we going to talk about? It was a two-way thing. It wasn't just me bothering him or pestering him. He was interested in the subject matter, and that was just so rare for a player who played during that time.
You have called Tony Gwynn the greatest hitting scientist since Ted Williams. Tell me a little about that.
Well, I've never seen anybody who understood the art of hitting better than him. His eyesight was better than anybody else's, and he loved his bats so much that for 1 year, 1994, the year he almost hit 400, he told me he used basically one bat the entire year, and he told me the following spring training, taking batting practice on a backfield alone with coach Rob Picciolo, he broke his bat. And he looked at me and he said, "When I broke that bat, I almost started to cry."
Tony Gwynn was known as Mr. Padre. He played college ball at San Diego State and recently coached there as well. At Petco Park on Monday, San Diegans gathered to pay tribute. Here's how fan Gregory Kelmer recalled meeting Gwynn and telling him about his father's life-threatening illness.
"He gave me his full attention for a couple minutes, and when I was done, I looked over. He had tears in his eyes, and he put out his arms to give me a hug. And I remember what inspiration he was off the field to me."
Tim, more than one fan was similarly choked up. Tales of Gwynn's love for his fans appear not to have been exaggerated.
No, certainly not, Bill. I think you could make the case that other than maybe Cal Ripken in Baltimore, nobody was more popular in his hometown than Tony Gwynn. And he took hometown discounts all the time in order to stay and play in front of the Padre fans. And I covered the Hall of Fame induction in which Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn went in together. How appropriate is that, by the way? And it was the largest crowd in the history of Cooperstown for Induction Sunday. And granted, there were a lot of Ripken people there because Cooperstown was not that far from Baltimore, but I was astounded with how many Padre fans were at that induction to praise Tony Gwynn.
Gwynn died of cancer of the salivary gland, Tim, and he was a frequent user of smokeless tobacco. Major League Baseball does not ban the use of tobacco except in the minor leagues. Should Gwynn's death prompt the league to review that policy?
Yeah, and I think they will review it, but I'm not encouraged that anything is going to be done to ban it on the major league level, and I wish they would. It's a very addictive situation, which I think is why they're not going to outlaw it. But I wish they would, because we cannot lose another Tony Gwynn at such a young age.
Tim, I know that you covered Tony Gwynn thoroughly for a very long time. Is there one more Tony Gwynn story that you'd like to take us out with?
He told me one night about the night that he struck out three times, okay? He struck out three times in his career, once in his career. And he had 297 three-hit games and one three-strikeout game. But he said it like what a failure he was, because he told me after that game, he said, "I hate striking out. It's embarrassing. I'd rather hit a weak grounder back to the pitcher, but I'm not going to strike out." And he never struck out more than 40 times in any season. And some guys, Bill, strike out 40 times in a month. More than sometimes these days.
Tim Kirkchin is a Major League Baseball reporter for ESPN, and of course, he's our baseball guy here at Only a Game. Tim, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.